6110 is unavailable. To dial another extension, press 1. To leave a voicemail, press 2, or simply stay on the line.
Okay, so I see that they're not available to schedule right now, so what I'll do is I'll email them that you want to schedule an appointment for the PCP forms, and they will call you. So if you can go ahead and save the in your contacts the number of this this doctor,
okay.
It'd be a help so you know who calls you.
Mm-hmm.
So their number is 718.
718. Mm-hmm.
972.
Mm-hmm.
3693.
Okay.
So they're called New York Best Medical. They will call you for the PCP form. So now to go back to the process, the two assessments, and in the meantime, we will work on the PCP form, which you'll schedule with them, with the telehealth doctor, and also in the meantime, the county would want to see any financial proof. So as you said that the patient's only getting Social Security by check, the county would want to see an award letter stating how much she gets every month. Usually, you can probably your mother has such a document received by mail. If not, you can request from them to mail you out such a form. It's called a Social Security Income Award Letter. So this is something that will be good for financial proof. Once we have everything done, this all these four steps, the two assessments, the PCP form, and the financials, the case will go over to the county's office. They will review it. Might take a week or two. They will see if you're approved. If you're approved, they will notify you. If not, they'll also notify you what's missing or if you're not approved at all. Once this is you're approved for the waiver, the insurance will assign you a service coordinator, and this person will come down to your mother to assess how many hours she needs. We'll get you, you will be the caregiver?
Yes.
And we will get you onboarded then to be the caregiver, and your mother will start care once she's approved for the hours. So it all depends on, you know, how on top we are on it. I had, for example, last week a case that after 35 days got approved for the waiver. But some cases take longer. It all depends, you know, if we can reach you and if we're getting everything done on time. So you can go ahead and save my number. My name is Naftali. I'll give you my direct number.
Okay.
My number is 267.
Mm-hmm.
551.
Mm-hmm.
7445.
7445. Okay. Thank you.
And my name is Naftali. And now I'll go ahead and transfer you to the broker so you can schedule the first assessment. Tell them you want to apply for home care services, and you'll be able to schedule with them an in-home visit for your mother.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, great. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
For calling the Pennsylvania